There's an Irish Christmas food tradition from coastal communities that travelled the world. Salted whitefish, boiled potatoes, drowned in white sauce, served on Christmas Eve night. It's been observed as far afield as Newfoundland, but Aran Islanders lay special claim to it. I went to Inishmore to see, was it still a living tradition, or was it making way for the standardised Christmas dinner? First stop, Joe Watty's pub, to get the lay of the land from Countrywide's Aran Islands contact, singer-songwriter Porrig Jack.
I think I've spent actually every Christmas here. I've had pretty much every Christmas dinner here, so it was always turkey and, you know.
So salted whitefish, does that sound to you like a generational thing or something that might be slipping?
It could be. I suppose that reminds me now of the Balachi Bui, you know, that rockfish, the fish that... It's dried fish, but it's not a Christmas thing. It's not necessarily a Christmas thing here, which again I wouldn't have been aware of.
Oh, look at this!
Maybe we'll get this.
Girl, man, I guess oh, that looks tasty.
So yeah, no, I think to be honest, no, I think my for me, it's been just. I think it's been a standard thing since we grew up.
In fairness to Porrig, his family's Christmas Eves were really always more about music than food.
But I think, yeah, we'll have the session here. We'll go down, come down here. I often try out a new song or two.
And do you lower yourself to doing a few Christmas covers?
Oh, I do. Well, what do I do? I do Fairy Tale New York. I do one or two. Ia Hune. One or two.
Ia Hune. Ie vige coch na sun gi sharen gi shes gi che fadeles beige nien biog ni fo cantagos quill gri
From Silent Night to Rude Awakening.
That was our main diet on Christmas Eve every year. But we had it many times during the winter as well, but it was the main diet for Christmas Eve.
Okay. The very first chat I had the following morning was with husband and wife, Pat and Anne Fitzpatrick, suggesting that not only was the salted whitefish tradition dying out, but that some marriages might be better off without it.
I was revolted by it, really, because I never had salted fish, and I tasted it and I really didn't like it.
And you nearly fled back to the mainland.
I did. Especially Pat's mother, the Lord of Mercy, and she just absolutely adored it. And she'd suck every single bone on the body of the fish. Okay. There'd be nothing left, really.
And in her last few years, you had to make it for her, did you?
Well, I wanted to make it for her. We'd bring her over for Christmas, parts of Christmas, and that our house. And I done it for her and Pat, like, you know.
And could you understand what her, shall I say politely, her resistance to this dish was?
Well, I could, yeah, because it was very understanding, you see. But it took a bit of training, but we got there.
Well, hang on a second now. Are you actually still making it for Christmas Eve? Who trained who here? Did you train him out of it?
I did.
That's it, yeah.
What will you be having this Christmas Eve?
Well, we'll be in New Jersey. We're going to New Jersey to see our grandchildren. Yeah, yeah.
There'll be no Balachy over there.
Do you miss it at Christmas? Or are you, frankly, you know, just as happy with your turkey and your spiced beef and your bit of ham or whatever?
Yeah, I miss it. It's an old traditional, probably. There was only one of our kids that liked it, Connor, wasn't it?
He
was.
And when was the last time you did it at Christmas Eve?
10 years ago, I'd say,
no. Stretch back your memory. Yeah, okay,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's very hard to.
Pat is a retired fisherman, pushed out of it, he said, by ever shrinking quota and fish stocks. He suggested that I needed to go to the pier. Whatever fishermen were left on Inishmore would be out that morning because it was the first day in 3 weeks that was calm enough to fish.
How'd you get on?
used to go.
Michael Joyce had a big net bag of lobsters to show for his time out on the water that day.
How many is that then?
About 2 dozen.
Look at them. Look at them.
Buy the pepper for the dinner, that's all.
Do you get a better price for lobster at this time of year?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's less boats going out, yeah?
Well, no, but the French market is a lot. Everybody in France eats lobsters for Christmas.
Really? Okay.
Christmas and what do you call that other day, Moss? In the summertime? Bastille Day.
Are you allowed to bring white fish on shore now?
No, no. Well, we don't fish white fish. We can't land it. We don't fish it.
So that means that the tradition of bollock bui...
We can get bollock bui. We don't classify that as white fish.
Do you not? Okay.
No, that rock fish should be, in, as I told you, you find them in among the rocks. But even you're not supposed to land them. We have a license for them, but all the other small boats now, they used to always make a living at it. Okay. They're, nobody's supposed to land it.
To what extent are you competing with the seals for the rockfish as well?
We can compete with them.
They have your best.
They have the upper hand.
Competing with the seals of the common fisheries policy meant that there was no white fish in the saucepan at home. Michael had turned to mackerel instead. His wife Maggie, a little less than enthusiastic about the smell.
Mackerel, salted mackerel.
Okay. And how long ago was that salted?
Oh, 3 months ago.
Right.
I mean, that'll last forever.
That's some smell, Michael.
Jeez, it's awful, isn't it?
It's okay, kind of, at night, but in the early morning.
Roosters in their own jackets, steamed in a pot,
yeah,
alongside your mackerel.
When they're nearly done, put the mackerel on top of them.
It couldn't be simpler. It really couldn't be simpler.
No, there's nothing. There's nothing more
just
simple.
Give me a little bit of that there. That's not as strong a taste as I thought it was going to be.
Well, I have it lukewarmed water now since yesterday morning, so it would have thrown most of
the salt out.
Salt,
of it.
Which we wouldn't do in the old days. It'd be salty. Okay.
No, well, there's more of a mackerel taste to it than a salt taste, I mean. Is the white sauce the thing that made it Christmas?
Oh, yeah, that's the only time we'd have the white sauce. I don't know where it came from. You want to sit down and eat a bit with it?
Of course I do.
I mean, that with a mug of milk, or if you had the time, buttermilk. You have buttermilk, but usually at Christmas, the cows wouldn't be calved. So, see, we'll go back to a time when there was no milk in them.
And this is the same salted fish that was being sent in care packages to the United States.
Between Fernand and brown paper, I'll never forget, they'd wrap it in brown paper and white twine. That would have come from the States.
Was there meant to be a kind of hands across the ocean thing that you were having this meal on Christmas Eve and they would be having the same
you'd be
meal
talking
on Christmas
about
Eve?
Them. Yeah. They'd send a letter and after Christmas we really enjoyed. You see, they never came home.
Hmm.
You know, it was so sad.
Well, I tell you, that is a good, hearty meal now. I'm enjoying that. What time of day would you have it?
Oh, late in the evening, 7 o'clock, when the lights would be lit, the candles would be... The big red candle in the middle of the table with the...
Oh, yeah, I meant to have that...
Basket.
A basket, I have some.
We'd throw all the potatoes into the basket.
A wicker basket, you know, by themselves, and then that'd be full of potatoes.
Is it still a real tradition, then?
Yeah, it's the only old thing that's kept going, I think. Our kids come home now and they're all over the country. And they love that Christmas Eve. Mind you, they wouldn't eat it the rest of the year.
But that does feel like home. Do you think if I'm to come back here 20 or 30 years' time, any of this is still going to be going on if there isn't an active fishing community on the island?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
Even with the mackerel.
Even now, if you asked a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old.
They probably wouldn't.